Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. 99.5 QIK. All right. Hey, we had a crazy, crazy Friday. This was awesome.
Yes, we did. I'm still feeling it.
I was walking up the steps today to get up in here in the radio station, and I know people were like, man, is he all right this morning?
So we go
zip lining at this adventure course in Brooksville. It's really cool. It's called Flag X.
Yep.
And when I say zip lining, like, this isn't like when you just get on like one zip line and just zoom back and forth.
That's kind of what I thought it was, though, prior to getting out there.
Right. Because this is something, here's the thing. This place is totally unique. So the problem is when, like, you think you know what you're doing, and then you go, and you're like, whoa, it's like a whole other world.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I was not prepared, but it was so, so cool.
So we do this adventure course, and we're there for, like, 3 hours. And you're in the trees. At some point, we're, like, 75, 80 feet in the trees.
It's insane.
And you're doing all these crazy courses to get to, like, the next stations and everything like that. I think I lost 5 pounds, by the way. Seriously, that day. I think I lost five pounds that day. I've learned new things. There are new places on my body that hurt that I didn't know could hurt.
Oh, yeah. I just told you, whatever it is behind my, kind of my armpit, the back of my shoulder.
It's like your lats, like under, yeah, your back.
I don't work that area because I can tell you it is hurting.
Well, because you're not usually swinging from trees from day to day. So, yeah, it's not like you would need to work that area a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, I was reaching for something this morning. I'm like, you know, I don't really need that protein bar on the top shelf that bad.
But I'm telling you, it was an absolute blast. Like, total adventure. Just like, I don't know.
You walk away
going, I can accomplish anything. Because there was this thing called the leap of faith where you have to jump off this tree and nothing's really holding you. I mean, there's a thing holding you, but you're not really aware of it. And you just jump off the tree. Like, you just jump.
It was terrifying watching you jump off of it. Not going to lie.
It was terrifying.
It was really
telling myself to jump off of it. So
75 feet or something up in the air. But afterwards, didn't you feel accomplished?
Like, yes.
You had to work for those
so
zip
good.
Lines.
No, I felt so good. The moment was, because this is one of my favorite movies. Do you remember the end of the Goonies when, what was his name? Sloth?
Yes.
Sloth zip lines from the mountain into the boat, to One-Eyed Willie's boat to save everybody. And That was my moment.
That was you.
That was the moment when, that's actually what I thought about when I was up there. I was like, it's like Sloth at the end going to save the day. I was like, I got to be like Sloth.
What does it mean when you look up to Sloth?
Hey, when you're on, dude, when you're on top of the trees and you're sweating, man, sometimes you got to find your inner Sloth.
Yes.
Sometimes you just do.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Last night, it was on. It was the finale. Game of Thrones. There'll never be another episode ever again. This is taking over the culture of America. Kevin woke up at 2:45 this morning to watch the finale.
I did.
Was it worth it?
No, it was not worth it.
Oh, wow. I mean, you're a big fan, buddy.
I mean, do like that show, but nah.
What made it not worth it?
It just... There was a lot. I don't know. I just don't think they did a good job with this last season. I think they rushed it. There were only 6 episodes. I think they just rushed it to try to close up all these open holes with characters and everything. And I don't like the way it ended. I honestly will have to think about it. And I have to step outside and go, did I really like the way it ended or not?
Okay, but so are you in on, though, it needed to end then, right?
Yes.
Because they obviously were running out of material or something. I don't know what was going on, but everybody's been complaining about it.
It did need to end, yeah.
Get a load of this. They say now 10.7 million people today are skipping work because people were having these massive Game of Thrones parties last night because it's the finale. There'll never be another episode again, according to the creators. I mean, I don't know if after the Super Bowl, 10 million people don't go to work.
That is an insane amount of people.
10.7 million people today skipping work, Game of Thrones. But I'm serious, a guy like Kevin... You would never hear Kevin get up at 2:45 in the morning to watch anything. You wouldn't watch the Bucks at 2:45 in the morning, would you? What about the Rays?
No.
What about soccer?
No.
All right, you thought about it for a second.
There is no show on earth.
That's what I was saying.
That would get me out of bed at 2:45 in the morning.
I would watch the Redskins at 2:45 in the morning, my favorite football team.
I'd come to work the next day.
If they didn't, then I wouldn't come to work. That'd be good.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK. Deep fried Nashville. 99.5 QIK.
First off, sad news out of Myrtle Beach. Travis Tritt and his band were performing over the weekend, and they were pulling out in their tour bus. and they were hit by a Jeep, causing those vehicles to hit another car. Turns out two human beings were killed, and it was a drunk driving accident.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and Travis Tritt wrote, two human beings died tonight for no reason other than stupidity. I'm saddened beyond belief. So, tough weekend for Travis Tritt, his band, and the other people involved. He's posting a lot of updates on Twitter and Instagram, if you want to check that out, from Travis Tritt.
Oh, man, that's sad.
Yep. Billy Ray Cyrus. You know, he teamed up with Lil Nas X to do a remix of Old Country Road. Yep. Now the video has premiered.
Oh, my gosh. This has been trending on YouTube. It pops up in my feed every day.
We're talking about 9 or 10 million views already.
Crazy.
And him and Lil Nas X, man, they're just getting all these headlines.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the boots black to match.
So, it's the video's themed like back in the days of the old Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Chris Rock is one of the stars of the Cowboys in the video.
They called it a movie. So, instead of a music video,
right,
they're calling it the Old Town Road movie.
So, it's pretty cool. Lil Nas X, Billy Ray, approaching 10 million views.
Jeez.
Go check that out, and your life may never be the exact same. I'm telling you.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. This is crazy, and I feel a little guilty for just figuring this out. I was talking to my kids last week, and we were talking about lunches and school lunches and everything.
Yeah.
And I was asking them, like, what's your favorite school lunch? Because I just remember, like, growing up, and I love the hot turkey sandwich, right? It's my favorite.
Really?
And, oh, yeah. It's great, man.
Mine was always that thing that kind of resembled a McRib.
Ooh, no.
You know, that had the fake rib look to it, the barbecue sandwich.
No.
I didn't even eat
in the same kitchen the same day they served that. I had to stay away from it.
Whatever, it's delicious.
I was afraid that thing get up and just walk around, you know? that little rib thing, ugh. Well, anyway, so I was telling my kids, and I was like, so they all had their favorite things, and I was like, and you just get water with that, right? Try to really limit the sugar in our house as much as we can. And they said, well, sometimes, but water's an extra 50 cents when you buy the school lunch. So sometimes the milk comes with it for free or juice. And I was like, wait a minute, you can't get water? And they're like, well, it costs extra. I was like, water costs extra, but
this
you can get
nuts.
Chocolate milk for free or some juice. And here's the thing about the juices. It's those juices in like that. It's pretty much like a Ziploc bag full of juice. And
yeah.
You have to like bite the thing to get the thing to come out and then poke the whole thing in it.
It's almost like a Capri Sun.
Yeah, but my apologies to Capri Sun because it's not that good.
It's not even, yeah.
Yeah, it's not even that good. And so I'm going, wait a minute, what is going on here? This doesn't make any sense. So you have to pay extra for water? Water?
This makes no sense.
All right, my kids are in Pinellas, right? So I go and download the administration guidelines, wellness, physical activity, and nutrition for Pinellas County. Okay, and there was a Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act of 2010, and they updated it in 2016. But it says free potable water will be available to students where meals are served. Now, what I think that means is if a kid, I don't know though, but if a kid said, I want water, they'll sell you a bottle of water.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to give that to you for free.
Okay.
But I guess the lunch people will go get you a styrofoam cup of water. But my kids say, no, nobody does that. They don't even offer it. And then I thought to myself, well, what if every kid asked for water? They wouldn't have the time or the resources to do that,
they
right?
They would get so sick of it.
Right.
And then they would probably send a notice home to parents.
Like, stop asking for water.
Yeah. Pack your kid a water bottle or something like that.
Started doing the math on chocolate milk, the grams of sugar,
mm-hmm.
and all this other stuff. And by 5 days a week, and, you know, they go to school, you know, 9 months, let's say, out of the year, whatever. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's crazy. Like, it is crazy that the chocolate milk and the juice would come free, but water, you have to pay extra for.
So if you take all the grams of sugar that are in just regular milk in a kid's carton that they would get for free at lunch, you take all the sugar for the week, so 5 days, it is the same as giving them a Rockstar energy drink.
Which is crazy, because you can't give that to kids.
No, of course not.
I mean, you can't give, I have a sip of one of those things and my heart's like, you know, it's like I got jump started by a car battery.
Yes, 100%.
So I was just, call us or text us. Maybe you have some insight on it. And like I said, my kids go to Pinellas. I don't know how this is in Hillsborough County or Pasco. But 800-992-1099, that's the number you can text us. We'll get it right here in the studio. And maybe there's something I'm missing here, Or maybe you're as mad as I am about it. Because I just think it's crazy. Melanie, you don't have kids yet.
No.
You think it's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I just think it's nuts because it's water. It's something humans need to survive. And I understand that it's probably coming in the little, you know, the plastic container.
Right.
Like the little Zephyr Hills bottles. But the sugary fruit drink, that comes in a plastic container as well.
But that shouldn't be free. You should have to pay extra for the chocolate milk and the juice. Because you really don't want your kids hopped up on all that sugar.
No.
Every day, 5 days, and then they have to go home, and you wonder why a lot of kids come home. They don't want to do their homework, and, you know, a lot of parents are like, oh, my kids come over to school, and they're just wired up, and they're ready to go. I'm like, yeah, I mean, they've been eating sugar all day. Just crazy to me.
For free, but the water, that's where they're going to charge you.
Right. That's water.
It seems so backwards. I just can't believe this is real.
I can't believe I just figured it out. 800-992-1099. We'll get your thoughts on the way. It's QYK. All right. So my kids, well, four of the five, go to school in Pinellas County. And I just figured out this crazy thing about their lunches. It's 99.5 QYK, Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. We were talking about school lunches last week. We were just having fun. Like, hey, what's your favorite school lunch? You know, I was trying to live through them. Nostalgia of school lunches, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about it, and they're like, yeah, you know, and then I'll get water, but water's an extra 50 cents. But sometimes I get the chocolate milk or the juice. That's just easier because it's free. And I'm like, wait a minute. You pay extra for water, but chocolate milk and juices, all those sugary stuff, that you pay, that's free, but the water's extra? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, well, that just seems backwards.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
So I did do some research, and the schools do have to offer free potable water at lunchtime. I downloaded this Pinellas County, I think it was the Kids Health and Hunger Act of 2010. I was quite the attorney.
Wow,
this, I was quite the attorney this weekend going through all these documents. It was really, really good. But so, and then they do, there'll be like a pitcher of water off to the side.
Somewhere in the cafeteria.
And you've got to ask, and then you've got to go get a cup, and then you have to, you know, so you have to go through all these steps to get the water.
Yeah, and you have to ask to get up out of your seat, too.
Right.
You can't just be walking around the lunchroom.
There's all these extra steps to get the water. My whole thing is the water should be free and easy to get.
Yes.
And all the extra steps should be for the stuff that's really bad for your kids.
Yeah, like the juice full of sugar.
Right. And, you know, all the stuff that maybe won't set them up for potential, you know, health dangers down the road. Now, I get it. There's going to be some people going like, oh, man, you know, give me a break. It's just milk. It's just juice and everything. But you're talking about 5 days a week.
Yes.
How many years do kids go to school? How many grades are there?
Well, you're in school for what, 16 years?
It's crazy. Think about that.
I mean, it depends if you do VPK. I mean, they can go so young these days.
We're talking about more than a decade.
Yeah.
Okay. It's insane. That, you know, that's a lot of sugar and a lot of stuff adding up, and you can't get water. Let's get to Audra real quick, who called in. What you got, Audra?
Oh, I just wanted to comment on your school lunch. I'm a teacher of 14 years, Hillsborough County, and I also run the summer feeding program through the Department of Agriculture for Hillsborough County.
Yeah, wow, look at you.
Free lunches for my summer job.
Nice.
And they offer those same juices and same milks in that free lunch program, and they give it twice a day at my school. So if kids get breakfast, they get a juice or milk. And if they get lunch, they get a juice or milk. So they're offered that double up sugar. So
after lunch,
they come, the class is all wired up.
See, and that's the problem, too, is a lot of times, like, what people don't realize is the teachers are dealing with these kids on these sugar highs. And then, like you said, if they double them up for lunch, then the parents deal with the crash when they go pick them up from school.
And sometimes they even have crash at the end of the day because, like, last period of the day, you're not getting anything done. They're just over it.
So, I mean, like, you're there, you're in the middle of it, you're a teacher. I mean, my gut feeling is, like, I just think water should be more accessible.
I agree with you 100%. They charge us, even as teachers, when we get the lunch, an additional 50 cents if we want a bottle of water.
Insanity.
It's just crazy.
Insanity.
It really is.
Like, hey, chocolate milk, free. Sugary juice, free. Water, 50 cents.
Yeah.
Crazy to me.
Yeah.
It's sweet tea for teachers, free.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you can get free sweet tea. Thank you, Audra. Great call, Audra.
I mean, sweet tea is delicious.
I know, but if...
I'm just saying.
They're charging the teachers 50 cents for water. These people are working their butts off, and they don't get paid enough, and they got to pay for water?
Yeah.
Stop it already.
I know. Makes absolutely no sense. Someone texted in saying that milk is subsidized by the federal government to help out farmers, and that's why it's free for the kids and water is not.
That's backwards.
It's so backwards.
It's backwards.
Juice subsidized,
I'm
too?
I'm calling DeSantis.
Do it.
Calling him. He's getting a lot done. I think he is, but this could be something. The water should be free for these kids. I mean, it's too many years of all the sugary everything. Kevin, you would prefer your kids have water over this other stuff?
Yeah, of course. Who wouldn't?
Did you know that it was an extra 50 cents?
I had no idea.
That makes me feel a little better because I felt guilty.
Yeah, I had no idea.
That's crazy.
I mean, she doesn't get lunch every day at school. Like, we pack her lunch sometimes, but I didn't know that was the case. This is eye-opening. Big time.
It's simple, but it's just something that I don't know that no one's even just thought about or addressed or tried to address or whatever.
So you just thought that that was the amount for the lunch? You didn't realize
that
they're actually
paying extra? I thought
that
water would come with lunch, yes. Yeah. I really did.
I would assume that, too, but I'm not a parent.
Is that crazy, though? It's water. It's one of the things you actually need to live. You know, after air, it's right there. It's sort of right there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Pretty important.
We got to call the GOV.
Let's
get something done about this. Rascal Flatts, big show this Friday night. It's 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
99.5 QIK, Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, so we're talking about these school lunches. My kids go four of the five, obviously. Cal's too young, but he'll go to school in Pinellas, too. And I just found out that the waters at their school lunches, they got to pay extra for. But the sugary milks, the chocolate milks, and the juices, those are free, man.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, I don't like it. And the one thing, too, that makes me feel bad is I hate seeing kids in their teenage years who have health problems.
Right.
Preventable stuff that could have been prevented.
Or even younger.
Well, yeah, and bad nutrition, you know, in early lives, in their earlier life, that cause of it. There's nothing worse than seeing that. It's horrible. I mean, and I just feel like little things. Okay, you think about how often a kid goes to school, eats lunch for years and years of their life. And this is the most important parts of their life. You know what I mean? When their bodies are developing and
you're growing and
milk,
you need it.
Chocolate milk, juices and stuff. That should be it should be hard to get that stuff. Like that should be the process. That should be what you pay extra for. Water should be easy and put right in front of you at lunch, but it's not like that. It's the other way around. I was shocked when my kid said, oh, no, you pay extra for waters, but they give you the chocolate milk for free.
I mean, I'm not a parent, so I wouldn't have known this had you not come in and said, listen to this.
I didn't know either, yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Kevin didn't
crazy.
Know, and where his kids go, he had no idea either. I sort of felt guilty because, like, I don't know why I didn't know that, but I talked to other parents about it this week, and they're like, I had no idea.
It's
crazy.
Yeah. Somebody from St. Pete texted it and said, also in pre-K, sometimes they give an afternoon snack and the juice is free with that as well. So sometimes they're getting breakfast, the snack, and then lunch. So juice three times a day.
That is not good. It's just, just call and talk to your doctor. Hey, should my kid have juice every day or water? I mean, 10 out of 10 doctors, I can...
Seems like, yeah.
Like, I know only four or five dentists are ever going to agree on anything, but I'm telling you, when it comes to this, 10 out of 10 doctors are going to tell you they should have the water over the chocolate milk or the juice. They just are.
Unanimously on the text line. I mean, everybody is agreeing with you, but get this, it could be worse because Kelly in Tampa says that water at her son's school in Hillsborough is $1.
It's even worse.
Not
yeah,
even 50
cents.
Cents. Yep.
It's just crazy. Let's get to Yvonne real quick, who's been holding on. Hey, Yvonne.
Hey, Mark. It's Yvonne Maroney. I'm with the Guardian Ad Litem program. So what I want to tell you about this whole thing with the school lunches is you should use this as an opportunity to teach your children about advocacy. And you should go to the school board and take them with you and show them that when something's not right or that someone is being not treated fairly, that, you know, this is the system and this is how we do it. And you speak up for the people. Fortunately, your children have you, but a lot of children don't have anybody to speak for them. And so this would be a great opportunity for you to teach your children that.
That's what my wife told me. It's funny. That's what my wife told me last night. She's like, you should really do something about it.
Totally.
You know what's funny? I wrote a letter in fifth grade I grew up in Maryland, to our county executive because our school lunches were awful. They were so bad. And I'll never forget, her name was Elizabeth Bobo. Okay.
Bobo?
Yeah, Bobo. That was, I wrote a letter to, I still have
the
letter.
Dear Mrs. Bobo.
It was exactly how it started. And I wrote a letter and she sent me a very nice response and they were going to look into it. But it's funny you say that because I did this, you know, feels like 100 years ago. But you're right. I think it's an interesting opportunity.
And what I challenge you with is, you know, a lot of times when there's a horrible abuse case that comes out in the news, you know, people well-meaning call and they want to help. And then when it gets down to the nitty-gritty and the really hard stuff, when somebody says no to you or, you know, you have to jump through these hoops to do something, then everyone just kind of walks away and goes, oh, well, you know, I tried. Stay with it.
That's a great point, Yvonne. And that's what you see what people are made of, right? Things get tough and it gets challenging and you see who sticks with it. So.
Yeah, so what are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know what to do next. I guess I just...
I had to pick up the phone
and call somebody. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to go find my letter that I wrote back in fifth grade. I think I still got it. And I'm going to take the outline of that and I'll go from there. But I do think, if nothing else, I should at least raise the... Well, talking about it here I think is good too, though. You know, because I think there's a lot of parents, at least all the texts we're getting, that are like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, my kids have to pay extra for water, but sugary chocolate milk is right in their face and free. So I think we're talking about it as a good start, right?
But I think you got to pick up the phone and call someone.
Well, if you have extra ideas, too, feel free to text us, 800-992-1099. It's QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Rascal Flats, this Friday, start hydrating now, folks. It's going to be hot there. Yep. Mid-90s, sunny, humid. But hey, it's country music outside. What can you do? It's going to be great.
Yes.
All right, so here's what we're going to do now. We're going to play the name game, callers 9 and 10, 800-992-1099 for these Rascal Flatts tickets for this Friday night show. Also, you're going to be qualified. This is so cool. I mean, this you could never buy this.
No.
You're going to be qualified to interview Rascal Flatts at the radio station this Friday before the show with Travis.
Yes.
I mean, you're going to be right. It's crazy.
You get to come in and do our job.
Exactly. Except you get to do it in the afternoon. You don't have to set an alarm.
Oh, my gosh. Even better than our job.
It's absolutely even better. 800-992-1099 for this Rascal Flatts.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QIK.
Christine and Jennifer are contestants this morning for these Rascal Flatts tickets. The show's this Friday. Then you're qualified. This is so cool. To interview Rascal Flatts at the radio station.
Yes.
With Travis in the QYK studios this Friday afternoon. It's going to be so cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Christine, you were the ninth caller. We're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category. You'll have 5 seconds to name something in that category. Then Jennifer, after she does, you'll have 5 seconds to respond. Then you guys will go back and forth until the first person runs out of names.
Okay.
We're talking about this billionaire. This is so cool. He paid off all the student loans for an entire graduating class.
That is so awesome, and I wish it was my graduating class.
That is so cool. So we've got 5 seconds on the clock. Christine, the category is name things that have to do with college. Go.
Tuition. Professors. Students. Notebooks. Final exams. Pencils. Calculators. Pens. Science. Math. Physics. Calculus. Degrees. English. Labs.
5 seconds has expired.
Ow!
Christine, congratulations!
Congratulations, awesome. Christine. Thank you.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. You know this sound.
Oh,
what's that
Taco
mean?
Bell. That's the fourth meal.
Fourth, fifth meal. It's fifth meal right there.
What, you already eat four meals?
Yeah, I
eat
four.
Okay,
on the weekends, go for the five.
Meal.
Taco Bell. Listen, this is awesome, though. Taco Bell, they're expanding, and they're opening up a new hotel and resort in California. Sign me up, kid. Nacho Bel Grande for breakfast? Are you kidding me?
Would you really go and stay at a Taco Bell hotel?
If I'm there, I'm going all Taco Bell all day. Absolutely. Now, you could only go to this place once. Could you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because your stomach couldn't
handle
it.
That's what I'm saying. You can only go once in your
back there.
Entire life. But I think that's the point. It's going to open in August. And you get the usual stuff, like breakfast, poolside cocktails, but everything has a Taco Bell twist. There's also a special gift shop filled with Taco Bell-themed apparel. And the reason why I bring this up, and I'm super excited about this, for you, Melanie, and your fiancé, is they're going to be offering Taco Bell-themed weddings at this resort, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, awesomely awful.
What?
I would never, ever get married at a Taco Bell and or a Taco Bell.
It's a resort.
Hotel.
It's a Taco Bell resort. It's not a Taco Bell.
Do
it's
not
totally
say resort.
Different.
Oh, and Taco Bell's now fine dining. Is that what we're going with? This is
How
not a resort.
Dare you?
This
Hold
is
on
a
second.
Hotel.
You?
Wait a minute. Did
it's
you
like
miss
a motel?
No. Guest rooms, breakfast, poolside cocktails, and everything's got a Taco Bell twist. Am I the only one? Do you eat Taco Bell sauce out of the packets sometimes? Have you ever done that?
No.
You've never done that?
No.
Taco Bell lie detector. Lying. You're lying. Kevin, have you ever done it?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Of course I have.
What, you just take the packet and put it right in your mouth and squirt it in?
Absolutely.
No, it's delicious. Don't get me wrong. I load up. I mean, I'll put like 2-3 packets of the hot sauce on my taco.
2 or 3? That only covers like a quarter of it. You got to put like 8 of them on there. I'll go through the drive-thru and I was like, can I get some more? And they'll be like, yeah. And I said, no. I said, more. And by the end of it, I have a separate bag of just the hot sauce.
Yeah, that's what they do with us too. Yeah. We'll end up having a whole separate bag.
Dude, it's a meal in itself, the hot sauce.
That hot sauce is so good, though.
It's so good. And now you can get married and go to the Taco Bell Resort and live a Taco Bell life. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
It is my Monday. 99.5 QYK. A doctor forever friend today.
I'm just telling you, if Cooper isn't adopted by 8:30 this morning, I'll be shocked.
I know.
And you guys aren't even open until tomorrow, but
I know.
This is one of the cutest puppies I've ever seen in my entire life. Cooper is 10 weeks old. He's at Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete. Good luck fighting your way through Melanie to get this dog.
Oh my gosh, he's licking the microphone.
He's kissing the microphone.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Here, see if we can hear him.
Yeah, and Pat was saying that he is kind of mellowish too for.
Oh my gosh.
Do you hear it?
Yeah.
He's hitting the microphone.
So you guys have had him for a little while, and his mom's still there, right? At the shelter?
Yeah.
Gosh, what if you could keep Serena and Cooper together?
He's tucking his head
mom's done with it. But let me tell you, he's tucked his head into Melanie's lap. Forget it. It's over. You're taking
him.
You guys, he's tucking his head in my arm. He's tired.
He's sleepy. So he's officially a hound mix. There's parts of me that look at him and I'm like, little yellow lab in the face, kind of labby in the face.
Yeah, and Serena is the mama. Is got a little bit of boxer in her face, got a little squareness, so
yeah.
I see that.
Unbelievable. Just, you guys are going to die. Go to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page and do your best not to call whoever in your house you need to call to tell them that you're bringing home this puppy.
If you need a puppy, yes. If you want a puppy, if you're even thinking about a puppy, you guys, you got to get this dog. It's all white. Like Mark said, it reminds me of a yellow lab.
Yeah.
But lighter.
He's got that very lab kind of face, but he got the Dalmatian spots.
Yeah, the ears are Dalmatian ears.
But there's some boxer-isms to it.
Yes,
I don't know.
Mama does.
Yeah.
Definitely have isms.
So we'll see you on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page.
Goodness.
Let's jump over there and do a video. Mark and Melanie Facebook page. You got to see Cooper. And thank you so much for your likes and shares. It really helps get the stories out.
Yes, I got Trixie adopted next day, 11 o'clock, waiting for Trixie.
Oh, we'd awesome? Love to hear that.
Yep, Trixie got adopted
That's
the next
great.
Day. So thank you all for the likes and shares. We will see you guys on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page in just seconds to meet Cooper.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
On the way next, our weekend in a country song. What country song totally matched our weekend?
Oh, I think I have an idea for mine.
And think about what yours was too, so you could text us right after new Justin Moore on QYK. 99.5 QYK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. All right, our weekend in a country song. Melanie, let's start with you first.
Okay.
Here's your song.
Your lips taste like sangria.
Oh, yep, boy, sangria. What happened?
We went and did a staycation over in Tampa by Hyde Park, and we stayed at the Epicurean, which is, I guess it's known for their wine. So they, when you check in, they give you wine, and then they have a happy hour where you get wine. Then you go to the rooftop, then they have wine there. I mean, wine nonstop.
Don't let my wife find out about this place, please.
Oh my gosh.
Please, no. So it was a good time, sounds like.
Yeah.
All right.
I was overserved, if you want to say
that.
No, it was so much fun, but definitely a little bit of a hangover on Sunday.
As you should. Kevin, here's your song.
No shoes, no shirt, and no problems.
No problems whatsoever. Anytime there's Kenny involved, there's really never a problem.
That's correct.
Never a problem.
Yeah, we went to Orlando to visit my wife's sister, and we spent pretty much the weekend in or around the pool. So it was great.
That's the best, isn't it?
It is.
You know what I find about those weekends? It's you enjoy them so much, but you almost the next day you're so exhausted, but you didn't really do anything. But you were in such a state of relaxation. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's hard to get going again.
It's the sun. The sun just takes it out of you.
By the way, text us, what would your country song be if your weekend was a country song? 800-992-1099. Text us right now. Here's mine.
I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today.
Yeah, that's pretty much the deal.
That says it all.
We don't even have to ask what you did.
The weather was unreal. I mean, I think when they say like a Florida day, that could have been Saturday or Sunday. Like that was the ultimate Florida day. It was warm, but it wasn't like oppressive humidity. There was a breeze.
It was perfect. Perfection.
Did a little beach, little pool. Me and the kids yesterday marinated in the pool. All except Charlie, who's sick. But and even the dog, our rescue dog from Pet Pal,
mm-hmm.
Barkley, he floated in the pool all day. He literally.
I love that the dog jumps in the pool and hangs out with you guys all day.
I couldn't keep him out of that thing if I tried. It's just crazy. So that was our weekends at a country song. Be sure to text us yours, 800-992-1099.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK. Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Nebraska checking in. This is a Burger King in Nebraska.
Uh-oh.
The guy who was working the drive-thru window left the drive-thru window to go outside and punch a customer. He did it because the customer was customizing an order to the point where he was getting frustrated.
The 45-year-old thing? You're supposed to be able to build it your own way.
It's your way, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the 45-year-old burger slinger grabbed the teenage victim and began punching him.
Oof.
Split his lip in half. 5 large welts on his head. Police arrested the man, obviously.
Yeah, and I'm not a therapist, but I'm just guessing there's something else going on in that guy's life.
Might be a few issues that need to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in Pennsylvania, is it the Keystone State? Yeah.
That is right.
Yeah, it's Keystone State. so there was this couple, and the woman turned 55. It was her birthday.
Oh.
And her boyfriend didn't get her a gift. No cake, not even a card.
Not good.
She decided to pay him back by attacking him with a box cutter.
Oh.
She was arrested on several charges. She's in jail. Her boyfriend says he's not sure if they're going to break up or not.
You think?
What?
You didn't give me anything for my birthday? I will cut you. And that's what happens. Those folks are nutbags north of Florida. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Man, you see Arnold Schwarzenegger get drop kicked over the weekend?
Yes, this video is insane.
It's actually disturbing. 99.5 QIK, it's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. He looked like he was at like a basketball game.
Yes.
Something in the gym was going on.
He was at an event in South Africa, and you can see him. He's talking to fans in the stands. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you see this guy run up from behind him and jump and drop kick him.
I mean, like legit full-on drop kick. It actually
looks like he got whiplash. I mean, like, that's how hard this guy hit him.
Well, and it's like anything else, like, when you don't see anything coming, like, you just, you can't prepare for it. So the Terminator was, like, jerked forward, like, 5 feet.
Yeah.
You could tell it hurt. And then one of the security guys went and grabbed the guy, drop kicked him. This is just uncomfortable to watch, this video.
Yeah, so the guy, thankfully, has been arrested. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, I mean, he's the Terminator, so he's fine. You know, he's good, but people are saying, should he press charges? And he's saying that he's not going to, which I don't know how you wouldn't, just because this guy was a jerk.
It's because he's a Terminator. He's got other ways to handle this. He doesn't need charges pressed.
Yeah, all of a sudden the guy's just missing.
That's what I'm saying.
He's gone.
You remember that one Terminator where he took off all his clothes and rode on that Harley Davidson through the streets? That's what's going to happen again. He's going to take off all his clothes. He's going to get on a Harley. He's going to find this guy. I'm just telling you right now, this guy's going to wish he pressed charges on him.
Out of all the people, though, all the celebrities to dropkick, you're going to go with the Terminator? Really?
Yeah.
What was his famous line? Do you know, Melanie?
I'll be back.
Oh, look at that. I'm very proud of you. I didn't know what you'd say.
I mean, come on.
He's a Terminator and he was a kindergarten cop. Isn't that crazy?
Was.
He's done a little bit of everything.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.